Yes, indeed it is. We're live on Phoenix RTFM on Phoenix FM Drive. And joining me in the studio is Roisin O'Hagan. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you.
You're good? A very exciting weekend.
Yeah, it's been a really good weekend. Just had the launch gig the other night, so buzzing from that still.
It was an epic gig.
It was a really, really good night. I was really happy with how it turned out, especially as someone that like puts herself down a little bit. A lot of artists do. But yeah, really good night, really happy. A load of people came and supported all of us, so it was really great.
It was such a lovely vibe in the room. It was like everyone sort of was friendly.
It was.
Everyone knew each other.
A few people said that to me. A few people said, oh, it was just a really lovely night. And it was. It just felt really special.
Yeah. Fancy booking again next weekend?
Yeah. Let's do it again.
Let's do it again. Let's do a replay of the whole thing. Yeah.
I'm up for that.
It was lovely to see you there doing all these tracks that we've been talking about and playing so long on Phoenix FM in person to a room full of people.
Yes. What
was it like being up there performing these songs to people for... not the first time, but for
like a showcase
since it's
way,
been out.
I guess. Yeah. It was really fun. Like I play lots of local gigs, and this was the first thing I'd done that was specifically, you know, Roisin headlining or whatever you want to call it. And so it was nice to be able to play like the full EP. I played quite a few new songs that I explained on stage are kind of like the next thing I'm working on, just like sort of put feelers out of them. It was really nice, and I got a really nice reaction to everything, and... yeah, special.
You played a couple of songs. You said you literally wrote hours before you've been working on.
There were two songs that were very new. I'd been working on the last couple of weeks, and I'd only kind of finalised the lyrics for them the day or so before, because I just really wanted to play them. I'm quite like spontaneous with writing and playing songs like that, but also I knew they were songs I was going to take somewhere and do something with at some point. Sometimes you get a feeling about songs as soon as you write them.
Yeah.
So just wanted to try them out, try them on the electric, because I was using my electric for the first time that night, and I think it went down okay.
It was really good. I think that's amazing to have written a song at home and then sort of thought, oh, I'm going to give that a go tonight, why not?
No, probably a bit silly, but, you know, it's fun to do that, especially when it's fresh in your mind and it's that bit more special. As long as you can remember all your lyrics, then why not, you know?
That's exactly what I was thinking. It's a brave thing to do, because I'd be just... What was the word again? What's the line?
Luckily, I'm quite good at remembering my lyrics. If I overthink it, I'll forget it, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm quite good at memorising them.
It's a sign of a good lyric. It stayed in your head.
Hopefully.
So it was lovely getting in there and seeing some other artists we spelt on Phoenix FM. Of course, Katie Four Kings has played loads here on Phoenix, but I thoroughly enjoyed discovering Jack Browning as well.
Yeah, Jack's great as well. Katie and Jack are both really talented. We're all pretty much the same age and grown up playing on the local scene and doing various gigs together and sort of progressing together, I suppose. And it just seemed really fitting to have the two of them be part of the night. They're both really, really lovely people, as you know, really talented.
Yeah,
just really glad they were able to come and be part of it.
It was nice to see you all hanging out together beforehand and having a bit of a chat and stuff.
Yeah, it was really nice for artists like us. It's very easy to feel like pitted against each other, especially in like a local scene. But it's really nice to be able to make friends with other musicians and be in it together.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Lovely. So you're plunked in, you've got your guitar with you. We will discuss another guitar which is in the room, which I haven't talked to you about yet, but we're going to talk about that in a minute. But I understand you name your guitars.
I do.
This is very cool. Which guitar we got today?
So, I've got special ones that, I mean, they're all special, but it's my newest one. I recently signed an endorsement deal with a company called Walden Guitars. I was playing one of their guitars when I was out in Arizona earlier this year. I just rented it randomly. It was the only rental acoustic this shop had. And I was playing it all week in Arizona, played it a couple of open mics there, and I really liked the guitar. It was just... quite simple to pick up, very like playable, if you know what I mean. Simple, classic, sounded
nice, great,
easy to play. And I was like, oh, this is really nice. And ended up reaching out to them. Universe did its thing and ended up building a bit of a relationship with them. So now I'm their first UK endorsed artist. And I have this guitar, which is their WAD-800E. It's a Dreadnought. I've never had a Dreadnought before. It's just very simple looking, classy looking, and sounds really great. So I wanted to give it its first proper outing.
And
this is called Wally, by the way.
Called
Going
Wally.
Back to names. Walden. Wally Walden.
Oh, I like it. I like it. It needs to have like a little red and white hat on.
Yeah, maybe.
Wally the guitar. Amazing. So is this the first time it's been on the radio then?
Yeah.
Oh, way. I'm honoured you brought him here to give it a christening today. So you're going to play a track for us? What are you going to delight us with?
I'm going to play the second single from the EP I just released, Dream State, came out on Friday. So this was the second single I released from it. A song all about the things I love, places I love, music I love, and it's called Road from the Varda.
Amazing. Whenever you're ready, Rachel. Cool.
Dreamed of New York, being 21, and one day I felt the highest highs of barely 5'5". Remember dancing in the dark, Sunday nights in London town. I was born to run and scream, and I'm on fire. All my cynics, they might call me starry-eyed, but all my heroes learn to fly, so why can't I? Wanna be someone, wanna live like it won't last long, wanna see the world and fall from higher heights. Wanna be someone, wanna love like it's the last one, wanna see the rules aligning in starlight. To the light, it's the moment between fight or flight. It's the fire in the dark, the spark ignites. But the road from Nevada took me straight to California. Across the canyons, took the highway. Now I'm free. And the friends who always made me cry. To California, guess the highway never warned you about me. But the road from the border took me straight to California. Guess the highway never warned you about me. But the road from the border took me straight to California. Guess the highway. So why can't I? Wanna be someone, wanna live like it won't last long, wanna see the world and fall from higher heights. Wanna be someone, wanna love like it's the last one, wanna see the roads aligning in starlight. Better in hindsight.
songs learn to fly, so why can't I?
Absolutely stunning. Roisin O'Hagan, that was awesome.
Thank you so much. Saw you singing along as well.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Do you know, you have no idea how hard I had to try not to belt that out of top of my lungs and completely destroy your performance.
We've been having arms in the air and all sorts in here while I was playing.
Oh, it always kicks off when this happens anyway, but there's no one in the studio. So I'm just glad there's someone here.
Love it.
Got the best seat in the house. Absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much for that. So that was Road from Nevada.
Yes.
And that's from the new EP, Dream State.
It is, yes.
Absolutely stunning. I loved it. It's got such a good message to that song, as we were talking about on Friday during our track by track, which of course you can listen to again online at phoenixfm.com. Cheeky little plug. It's got a great message to it, and I think you said when we were chatting, the sky's the limit, go and do it, which I think definitely should be printed on T-shirts and a phrase, which I absolutely love. If you had a message for a young songwriter or a young artist or a young person or a young Roisin, you could go back in time and tell yourself something, what would you say?
Honestly, as cheesy as it is, you've really, really, really got to believe in yourself. Don't be arrogant or anything like that, but have the respect that you deserve to, like, really believe in what you're doing, and to not necessarily think you're there yet or think you're the best you're going to be, but know where you are, respect where you are, believe in it enough, and want to work to being even better every day. Because at the end of the day, if you've got a dream that's as hard and as much of a big mountain to climb as something creative like music, because it is a hard industry, you've got to be the first person to believe in it, and then hopefully other people will start to jump on that ship as well. But it's easy to think like you're in a pool of a lot of people trying to do the same thing, but you're different. Everyone's different. Do your thing.
That's an amazingly wonderful message, and so true. You've got such a wise head on young shoulders.
I'm winging it. I'm winging it.
Winging it. That's what we all do. Keep winging it, because you're winging it well.
Thank you. I'll keep winging it.
That was great. I loved that. As we were talking a little bit before about you writing songs before you go on stage and performing them like a couple of days later, I think that's amazing. Can you remember the first song you wrote and what was it like? Obviously it was amazing.
Oh, thank you. I'm sure it wasn't, but it depends what I count as my first song, because I remember trying to like make little bits of songs up, like come up with melodies and write lyrics on scraps of paper when I was like even like 10 or 11 years old, but they were just silly little whatevers, trying to work out what songwriting was, I suppose. The first proper song I wrote, as in like I played it on guitar and everything, I wrote a song called Two the day I learnt my first few guitar chords.
Oh, wow.
And I went and made a demo of it with a friend at the time, so I've got this little demo of it, and I actually think it's all right. It's not actually that bad. I don't hate it, you know. It's all right.
Could come on a B-side at some point then.
You know what, a couple of years ago, a musician friend of mine had like a little podcast where she got people like me on to play their first song they ever wrote.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god, I've got to play the first song. And I played it and I was like, it's not that bad. So,
oh, she revisited it relatively recently.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
nice. It's not the worst thing in the world. I'm gonna leave it, park it. It had its moment, but it could be worse.
That's awesome. I mean, I feel like I've spoken to so many people who have had said their first song they even can't remember, or they've just would never ever see the light of day again.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, those scraps of paper with lyrics and stuff that I was talking about, they're the ones that will never see the light of day, I think. Yeah.
But they're somewhere.
They're somewhere.
Just in case inspiration strikes.
You never know.
Amazing. You mentioned in that track, Road from Nevada, some of your musical heroes. There's various different sort of links to the lyrics and stuff. Yeah, we can hear reference to Tom Petty and Bruce Springsteen in there. But who are some of your musical icons and heroes?
I've got lots. So as you say, Bruce Springsteen, Tom Petty. My two favourite artists, to be honest, are Taylor Swift and Counting Crows. Quite different to each other, but similar in the way that they have really good storytelling songs, really good lyrics,
yeah,
really good messages. I love all of Taylor's music, all her different genres she's done. Yeah, I just think she's genius at being able to literally switch up and do whatever and make great music. Counting Crows, they just, they obviously have a couple of their like commercial hits, but other than that, they just
write what they want and have really good stories, and they're very expressive, and so I get lots from both of those favourite artists of mine. I also love like Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks on her own, Sheryl Crow, Alanis Morissette, just, I don't know, really great songs, I suppose.
That's a hell of a lineup there.
Yes.
That's amazing. Some fantastic artists, and I'm 100% with you on Taylor Swift. Did you know she's doing a course out in, is it Texas, I think, some university? You can actually do a degree.
You know what, I heard about that. I wasn't sure if it was like you learn about her.
Yeah, I'm not sure of the details.
Music? That's funny.
I reckon I could probably teach it, though, to be honest with you.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Should we start our UK version of it?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Taylor Swift studies.
On it.
Fantastic. Roisin, you've still got your guitar there. Do you fancy having another one for us?
Why not?
Yeah, can I twist your arm? Love to hear another song. What are you going to play for us?
This is another song from the EP. It's the only one I didn't release before the EP came out, but it's probably in some ways one of my favourites. I wrote this, sat on a floor in Essex about a year or so ago, not knowing what I was doing with music, and then found myself in April this year recording the vocals for it in Blackbird Studio in Nashville, which is one of the most prestigious studios in Nashville. Lots of big artists, Tim McGraw, people like that, have recorded there. Taylor recorded Red and a couple of other bits there.
Nice.
The song's on the EP and the vocals recorded there. And it's called Smokestain.
Amazing. Take it away whenever you're ready.
Found him on your black side. All alone, it's the last train home just for you. Bad time, looking for your good side. Said I didn't know where it all went wrong, but I do. Love you like a sad song, baby, got it all. Nothing in this world could have saved me from you. Hate you on the car ride, miss you all the damn time. Light a cigarette, start a fire in your room. Oh, and now you're all flames. There's a fine line between sadness and going insane. And I guess in a moment of madness, I let the smoke stain. Baby, got it all wrong. Nothing in this world could have saved me from you. miss you on the car ride, miss you all the damn time. Light a cigarette, start a fire in your room. Oh, and now you're all in flames. There's a fine, fine line between sadness and going insane. And I guess in a moment of madness, I let the smoke stain.
Absolutely stunning again, Roisin O'Hagan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was absolutely awesome. So that was Smoke Stain.
Yes.
The latest track off the EP, the last one?
The last one,
the
yes.
last song. You did a gorgeous duet version of that at the gig the other night.
Yeah, so a couple of weeks back, me and Jack played an in-store at HMV in Chelmsford. He invited me to come and play during his set, and about an hour before the set to go through what we were doing. We hadn't had any rehearsals before that, and we just jumped on a song of each other's each. So one of his and one of mine, and I chose Smoke Stain, and so we were rehearsing it about an hour before, played it in HMV, and we were like, oh, this sounds really nice. So
that's
I got him on
so
stage the other night.
So rock and roll, isn't it?
I know, we're just so spontaneous like that. You know, we just go with the flow. But yeah, so I got him up the other night after his support set to come and play Smoke Stain with me during my set, and it was nice.
It was really cool to see you both up there together, and I think you got a voice that kind of worked so well with his, and vice versa. We just together, you sounded brilliant.
Well, thank you.
It was great. I loved that. So Smoke Stain, out now on Dream State EP, of course.
Yes.
Gorgeous. Speaking of support and an artist, obviously one day you're going to be playing huge, massive venues all over the world.
Aww.
No doubt. Who would you take on tour to support you?
Oh, I don't know. I would probably at that point, if I got to that point, I would probably do what some of my favourite artists like Taylor do and support young and up-and-coming artists. Like, I've always thought if I reach a level of what I would see as success for me, I would always want to try and pull up people that I can see myself in, like the younger version of. Because Taylor does that a lot, and she supports a lot of like up-and-coming artists in the industry, and I think I'd try and do a similar thing, to be honest.
Yeah, up-and-coming artists. That's a great idea. And clearly you know lots of them. Hanging out on HMV, rocking out with them.
Yeah, in HMV every weekend.
Good place to meet people like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a place to meet music fans, for sure.
Definitely. Roisin, thanks so much for performing those two tracks for us. We've got to do a quick bit of admin, and hopefully, fingers crossed, if I can twist your arm enough, you've got another one for us.
I can do that.
Lovely. We'll chat to you in a minute.
Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Phoenix FM Drive, and joining me in the studio is the brilliant Roisin O'Hagan. She's been playing live for us and everything. It's been sounding amazing. Doing a quick bit of microphone repair.
I'm going
to
drop this in a moment.
How are we doing? Do you need a hand? You're good.
I might do because I'm extremely clumsy.
Yeah, okay. Tell you what, tell us into the blue mic what you had for breakfast this morning.
I had fried eggs on sourdough, which is my favourite thing in the whole world, to be honest.
Fried eggs and sourdough?
Yes.
Sounds
and mushrooms, sorry.
Lush.
Mushrooms are brilliant, and I will not hear otherwise.
Mushrooms on sourdough.
Not those kind of mushrooms.
No.
It's not my vibe.
The ones you get in shops.
Those ones, the ones from
certified
the
mushrooms, of course. Yes. Do you go button or do you go, what are they called? The shiitake, be careful how you say that one,
yes.
Don't you? The big ones you have for steaks.
I like the chestnut ones.
Chestnut, are they they're like normal size, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just average, like me.
Average, but expensive. Are they expensive?
I don't know. What makes a mushroom expensive?
I don't know, I just must admit, I didn't envisage the mushroom chat, but I'm enjoying it. I think, I can't believe you likened yourself to a mushroom.
It's a fun guy.
They're rare, they're very natural, and fun guy. Oh, brilliant. I can't top that. You've won. So we were talking earlier off air about naming guitars, and there's another guitar behind your one in the corner of the room at Phoenix FM Studios. There's no getting around it. It's a terrible guitar. It doesn't sound very nice. I tried to tune it and it sounds awful now.
That's not very nice. But
he's been rescued because he was just lying in a skip in Hockley.
So you've adopted him.
And I pulled him out and I thought, right, we're going to sand off all of the naff-looking varnish and we'll give him a new lease of life. So what I'm going to do is get all my radio guests from you onwards to sign it, and it's going to be the most rock and roll guitar in the whole of Essex.
That would be such a good idea, and I've just had another idea. You should get Jack Browning. He's an artist as well. You should get him to paint it.
Oh, my God, that's a genius idea. Yes, Jack. Yes, we'll do that. We'll definitely do that. But we need a name. And as you've named all your guitars so expertly already, could you think of a name for a guitar that was pulled out of the skip and is now the best rock and roll guitar in the world?
Well, I already noticed it says Herald on the inside. That must be the model or brand or company or whatever.
But
That seems a bit too easy, so we could make it a Helder.
Helder. Helder the guitar. I like it.
You like it?
And then everyone who signed it has at some point, Helder.
I love it.
There we go.
You got me back on the puns. We're equal.
Amazing. So we'll get you to sign Helder and take a picture of you with Helder in a minute.
Awesome.
That's brilliant. But going back to Wally, who sounds probably superior to Helder. Don't tell Helder, she'll get offended. But Wally wasn't pulled from a skip, just, you know.
No, not quite.
You going to play another track for us?
Sure thing.
That would be marvellous. What are you going to do?
I'm going to play the first single from Dream State, which I released back in April while I was in Nashville, actually. And it's a song that's pretty fictional, but it's based in my morals and beliefs about love and life, and the main line in it, as we discussed on the show the other day, is the best things are going to take time, which is something I try to apply to most things in my life and try and have a positive outlook on. So it's a little love story with a fictional place and characters, but with something that rings true to me.
Gorgeous. Okay. Sunset Valley, Rosie Nahagan, take it away.
In my headlights, and I'm thinking to myself right now just how goddamn easy it would be to run this kid right to the ground. I know it's been a while now, 20 something in your vintage jeans, and I knew you'd leave me, should've ran, but I didn't know how. But I believe in you sincerely, because you taught me so. You said you never leave in Sunset Valley, but darling, we both know. Oh, that you'll start a fight in the middle of the night, and you lose your way, and you might just drive till you find someplace so much brighter than Sunset Valley. And I know it hurts right now, but you feel in a dust cloud, hey, so you find yourself, and you might just stay, but your life's gonna be so much better in Sunset Valley. So if you need me, I'll be the only one left standing while they're dimming the lights. I'll be here waiting right here, one day you're gonna be mine. The best things are gonna take time. Mind now, wanna hate him, but know damn well that it's 5 years and counting since I was buried in his arms, screaming, put me down now, or you go straight to hell, and you're running out of nearly maybes. Never let you go, you know you never leave in Sunset Valley, but darling, we both know. Oh, the old start a fight in the middle of the night, and you lose your way, and you might just drive till you find someplace. sunset body, and I know it hurts right now, but you fade away in a dust cloud. Hey, see, you find someone and you might just say that your life could have been so much better. And sunset body, and so if you need me, I'll be the only one left standing while they're dimming the lights. I'll be here waiting right here. One day you're gonna be mine. The best things are gonna take time. Oh, oh, oh. The best things are gonna take time.
Roisin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was another stunning one. Sunset Valley, one of my faves.
Thank you.
I say that about every song, I think, really. It's very difficult to pick a fave.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, just the old EP, really. It's awesome. Thank you so much for coming in and playing live for us.
No, thank you for having me. This has been long overdue. I really appreciate all your support ongoingly. It's really, really nice.
Pleasure. It's just great to support local artists, and what you're doing is absolutely awesome.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see you on bigger and more huge stages as your career goes on. Before, speaking of which, actually, where is one place in the world you would absolutely love to play? Big question.
My go-to when I've been asked this before has always been the Roundhouse in Camden, in London.
Oh, nice.
Because that's where I first saw Counting Crows, and it's just a really cool venue.
Yes.
But also there's plenty of other places around the world, you know. I'd like to play in a lot of America and stuff, but Roundhouse is a really cool venue, so let's go with that.
That is a good shout. Yeah, it's nice there. I went to see, what are they called? Fight Star.
Mm-hmm.
Busted Charlie's spin-off band, and they were good. Not my bag usually. My best mate's a big fan, but I was there. I was like, this is a great venue.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's like all literally around.
It's a round house.
Yeah,
it is. They didn't lie.
Literally. Well, I was disappointed they weren't in the middle of the round house. I was expecting them to be in the centre.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of cool. Just spinning
around.
You know
what? I think they do have the ability to do that there. I swear I've watched like the Mercury Awards on TV there, and they've done that.
Oh, right. Oh,
so
there you go.
Maybe then you're literally in the centre of the roundhouse.
The centre of the roundhouse, spinning around like on a literal version of your own LP.
Yeah.
Roisin, thanks so much for coming in. Before we let you go, we're going to play one more of your tracks, Wild and Free.
Yes.
It's a big one. What can you tell us about this one?
This one is the most sort of like poppy, I suppose. I guess you could say.
Yeah.
It's about finding yourself in a new relationship, the start of something new that maybe was unexpected, has a lot of ifs and buts about it, maybe there's complications with it, and ultimately you decide, do you put what people say in front of your own happiness, or do you just throw all caution to the wind and go, whatever, go with it. So that's called Wild and Free for that reason.
Great message. Whatever, go with it.
Whatever.
The stuff to take with you. Brilliant. Roisin, where can people find out more about your music and keep up what you're doing online and stuff?
Everywhere. So if you type my name, which is Roisin HAGAN, I come up on Instagram, Spotify, all that stuff. Although on Instagram and Twitter, if you want to find my exact handle, I'm Rosie_Roisin. Yeah, there's not loads of Roisin O'Hagans doing music, so
you've met them all already, as we discussed on Friday.
Yes. They weren't musicians, though.
But it's good to know you've met them all. I mean, I've only seen 3 Stuart Pinks, and we've never met because we're around the world.
You should make it happen.
Yeah, I did message them all once.
A Stuart Pink party.
That's a great idea. What a brilliant plan. We'll do a big Zoom meeting.
Awesome.
Cool. Roisin, thanks so much. We'll see you soon.
Thanks so much for having me.
Phoenix 98 FM.
A huge thanks to Roisin O'Hagan, Chelmsford-based singer superstar, who come and performed live for us on the show. You can listen again online to the whole thing at phoenixfm.com. The EP Dreams Day is absolutely stunning, and it was an honour to have her performing live for us on Phoenix FM. She's performing live as well on December the 7th back at Hotbox in Chelmsford, which is a fabulous venue. Get yourself there for that. December the 7th, Roisin O'Hagan live at Chelmsford's Hotbox, and then the day after, December the 8th at the Camden Chapel, which is another gorgeous venue up in London. So get there for that, December the 8th. I'll put those dates online at phoenixfm.com. As I mentioned, you can listen again to the live session as well, and the chat we had when we were doing a track by track of the new EP. Go online, all the details to be found at phoenixfm.com.
Phoenix 98 FM. Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews, check the events for your area, and listen to great radio online.